Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Well, I had a whole different track planned for this show today until about 15 minutes ago. The political violence in this country, whether it's in Minnesota, whether it's attempted assassination attempts on the president, Charlie Kirk this afternoon, who almost said a bad word, this stuff has got to stop. It is out of control.
No argument there.
We are allowed to disagree without drawing weapons and killing each other or trying to kill each other. For the love of Christ.
On a college campus during a practice of speaking your opinion.
I mean, for the love of God in heaven, Charlie Kirk, who is a conservative activist, influencer, whatever you want to call him, has risen to fame over the last couple of years, has been shot, apparently, based on the video that we watched 5-10 minutes ago, in the neck, in the left side of his neck, at Utah Valley University, where he was answering a question. Explain this, Sam, and then we're going to go to CNN. He holds these events where he invites people to come up and try to prove him wrong.
If you're not familiar with Charlie Kirk, I believe he's either the founder or the leader, I'm not really sure, of Turning Point USA.
He is the founder and the leader.
And he has, you could probably guess, a lot of conservative opinions. And so his thing is he goes to college campuses and has an open forum. People line up. They ask him questions. They make comments about specific topics.
And then he debates them. And then he has to try to debate them. And he ironically was being asked a question about mass shootings in the United States. Let's go to CNN for just a few minutes. All right, we will continue to follow this breaking news. Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist, influencer, has been shot in Utah at an event, a Prove Me Wrong event. He frequently hosts these events, inviting people up to debate him, to argue with him, and then try to prove him wrong. We will continue with this coverage as it warrants throughout the afternoon here on Dana and Parks. So coming up right after 3 o'clock, Michael Mackey will be joining us, filling in today for Dana. Also tomorrow, he'll be joining us. And we're going to try to lighten the mood coming up after 3 o'clock.
We will be lightening the mood.
Yes. But we cannot avoid, nor should we ignore, the breaking news this afternoon that conservative influencer, conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot in the neck at an event, at a speaking engagement in Utah Valley University, just outside of Salt Lake City. And how do I put this even remotely politically correct? I am stunned and shocked by what I am reading online, on my own Facebook page, on the text line, people saying, well, he deserved it. This is what happens. This is not what happens.
Almost cheering it on.
We are allowed to have views in this country that you may not agree with, or you may not like.
I believe it's one of the foundations of this country, actually, is having
and not get shot at.
You disagree with?
I mean, I was reading. I don't know a lot about Charlie Kirk. I know that he's a very conservative, pro-Trump influencer. Fine, whatever. Who cares? Excuse me. Beg your pardon. But during the break, I was reading up on some of his points of view. His thoughts, and there's not a lot of the stuff that he says that I agree with. I'm not wishing this man death.
Yeah. And I think that's where we've gone wrong.
What has happened to us?
we've seen the sentiment all over wishing death, either directly or indirectly, on political opponents. We've seen it for years.
And it's not just the assassination attempts on Donald Trump.
No.
It is with Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Yep.
I mean, this goes both ways.
Minnesota. All of the comments for 4 years about Biden and, you know, maybe he'll go meet his maker and the country can get back on track. None of it's appropriate. None of it. What? I'm disgusted.
And Sam, grab some phones here. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. I am beyond shocked at some of the things that I'm reading on the text line this afternoon. Again, on my own Facebook page. All I did was at like, 1:40 this afternoon, I posted reports, conservative activist Charlie Kirk shot at performance in Utah. And some of the things that I'm reading on my own Facebook account, by the way, when I get a free minute, those of you who wrote some horrible things, you will be deleted. I'm not going to allow that on my Facebook page. And then some of the things on the text line. Yes, of course, there was a CDC shooting 2 weeks ago. You know? Somebody writes, 5392, I'm not shocked, I'm not surprised. I think it's horrible, but this is our country. Is it? Is this who we are now? I don't ever remember, and I'm old enough to remember, when Ronald Reagan was shot. There were people on both sides of the political aisle who were praying for his speedy recovery. Now, were there a couple of waywards who were like, well, good, he deserved it? Probably. Now, this, of course, was before social media and the internet and everything. But my God, what have we become? Who are we? Justin in Shawnee. Justin, good afternoon. Hello.
I'm going to start out by saying we don't shoot people we disagree with. And I'm going to try to do my best to take a measured approach, as I did with Sam earlier before he put me on hold. I think that what people sometimes fail to realize with Charlie Kirk is he has spent the better part of a decade creating a monster that didn't necessarily exist in a way that he portrayed it. And over his adult life, he has created a falsehood that certain people in this country are at war. And over that decade, those individuals who have been otherized as being the enemy of the individuals at war have grown a level of discontent and hatred with what has been occurring, both to them, their friends, and their family, that what has happened today has unfortunately become a very deep reflection of the mirror that we have allowed our country to become. I want to also, India, I don't agree with a vast, if not anything, that man has ever said. We don't think that what has happened is shocking either. If I spend my entire adult life creating enemies and calling for their removal and expungement and dehumanizing them, at some point I have to assume I'm going to be unfortunately targeted by that. I'm not saying what happened should have happened.
No, it should not have.
It absolutely should not. And it makes me sick to my stomach that that's where we are as a country, because that's not what I fought for.
Because but be careful when you say,
please,
but
please.
When we start to normalize political, and I'm not saying you are, Justin,
I know.
When we start to normalize political violence in this country, what a tangled web we are now weaving.
When we give in to any type of political violence, we are giving those individuals exactly what they want. We are giving them a fight that they are begging for. What has happened today is not going to be the end of it, I'm afraid. it is going to be the start of something, unfortunately. I've seen the video. Respect to his family, especially to his children, who I believe are 1 and 4.
1 and 2.
Sorry, 1 and 2. I've seen the video. He is dead. I know for a fact that man is dead after watching that video. And that's horrible for those children, especially as a father. I am terrified of my children losing any of their parent, either of their parent. That's an awful thing for those children. But this is not something that is at all surprising if we look at what has been happening, not just in the last five, the last 10 years, if we go back to 2015 and you look at all of the things that have led up to this, all of the hate, all of the violence, all of the fist fighting, the shootings, an entire generation. We have an entire generation that is growing up. Their moniker is the school shooter generation. That generation grew up listening to people like Charlie Kirk say that a few deaths in the school are an acceptable thing to keep the Second Amendment. So when you have an entire generation growing up hearing that my life is worth nothing, sometimes this is how they react. And I'm not saying that is a right thing or a good thing. I'm saying that is a fact that what we say and how we say it and the intent behind those words need to be taken in a much more measured response from here on out from everybody.
All right, let me stop you there. We're up against the break. I want to be very clear. I read through some of his beliefs. He is very conservative. That's fine. That's fine. But neither side has the market cornered on political violence. I think Sam and I were very clear in the beginning. There was a situation in Minnesota 2 months ago. Of course, there was the Gabby Giffords shooting that occurred. I think it was a decade ago, maybe more. There was the shooting at the Republican congressional baseball practice a number of years ago. Of course, the attempts on Donald Trump's life. We're messed up, man.
And no matter how calmly you say it, that sounded like a justification, Justin. I got to be honest with you.
I agree. You know,
you can be as calm and level-headed as possible in your approach. There were way too many buts.
I got the inference that Charlie Kirk basically brought this on himself. Maybe I read that wrong. But we're better than this. Let me rephrase. We should be better than this.
Yeah, I don't know if we are.
Sad. Nowhere on this planet are people afforded more freedom, more wealth, and yet we are miserable with ourselves. I cannot understand it, and I do not understand it. This is banana republic kind of stuff. 913-586-7798.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely nothing. This from CBS News. It's what we call in our business an advisory. And it says, reportable. Charlie Kirk medical condition. Per Turning Point USA Chief Marketing Officer Marina Minas. Quote, he was shot in the neck. He is at the hospital. It does not look good. End quote. And that is from CBS News via a spokeswoman for Turning Point USA.
And keep in mind, if you are one of those people that is cheering this on, God forbid.
And there are some.
This is a human being.
A human being and a father.
This is a father.
This is
a friend.
That's right. Mike in Kansas City, and this is still the United States, for the love of God. Mike in Kansas City, hello.
It's the United States. Love you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Almost coming up on 8 years, my best friend since, you know, we were little mites in hockey, got shot to death on an East Side convenience store. And I can say, I mean, I've lost people to tragically before, but I can say this, you know, having your best friend shot to death or someone you know, things change. And then there's things that you see. There's a website out there. It's not the fanciest looking one, this or that. It's been up for a long time. It puts up anybody who's died of gun violence. It puts their name on that list. And that's when we Google search, we found his name on that list. And within a few weeks, he was so buried down, you know, from new people getting shot and killed. And I mean, my first IT job was actually right out of high school, not too far even from the broadcast building you're at, and it was close to North, so it was nice. But it was politically based. I got a little peek behind the curtain, learned that some things are how you see, some things are the opposite, but they were cool. We just wanted to use computers. We're 18. But, you know, I spent 5 years working at an ad agency when our president, Trump, was a client, and I should say he was challenging. And, you know, I've not really agreed with him since 2011.
That's fine.
Which got me out of, no matter what, I can't see a political assassination as ever being justified or taking the life of someone's child, you know, being shot to death in a place where we have the rights to carry arms in case something happens someday.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. Jim in Topeka. Looks like you're going to get the last word. Hello, Jim.
Hello there. I spent a lot of time watching Charlie Kirk and his messages and what have you. And to get a full picture of him, you need to sit down and go through a whole session of him. And you'll understand that you've got to respect the research that he did because he was beyond just a soundbite. And when you thought you could defeat him with just a soundbite, you would be wrong in a heartbeat. So we're all starting to try to go back to a soundbite, and that's not what he was about. He was thorough research, the facts that he could figure, and would challenge you to prove those facts wrong. And it's wrong that we did that. It's wrong that we're doing that, and it's wrong that we're trying to debate an issue back down to a soundbite.
All right, I got to stop you there. Repeating the breaking news. This is from CBS News. Per the chief marketing officer at Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, this is a quote, he was shot in the neck. He is at the hospital. It does not look good. We're going to lighten it up next hour. We will keep you updated on the Charlie Kirk assassination attempt. Michael Mackey joins us in the following hour. If there is news that warrants us breaking in regarding Charlie Kirk, of course we will. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.